When you sit down to enjoy a thick, juicy steak, or scarf down a handful, or two, of M&Ms, there's every chance your pet will give you that look. You know the one. The one that says, "Can I have a bite?" Well, there are times when it's okay to say yes, but there's also times when you've got to say no. People foods are a great temptation for our furry friends, and you need to be aware of the list of those foods you should never share with your pet. Veterinarian Matt Fraker says a favorite people food should be on this list of no-nos when it comes to your pets, dogs especially. You know it. You love it. It's chocolate.
It's just very simple, the approach to chocolate toxicity. Get to your veterinarian. We have access to these chocolate calculators. They're actually quite entertaining. If you're not actually dealing with a pet who might be dying from chocolate ingestion, it's a little cartoon dog, and you plug in the type of chocolate, the amount ingested, and then this little chart pops up, and then the dog starts doing what the dog's might be at risk of doing. And
so you have a little cartoon dog.
Little cartoon dog who's wagging, and that's the answer. He keeps wagging. Then he starts not feeling well. Then he starts throwing up and having loose stools, and then he starts seizuring, and then he passes away. It's like a Monty Python cartoon. Somebody came up with it sort of as a joke.
It's actually very useful.
It is extremely useful because it saves a lot of time versus like trying to find the, okay, what's going to happen here? You just plug in, and then you will check the dog out, and then you tell this owner that's freaking out while this Monty Python cartoon dog does these horrible things.
Well, it's different kinds of chocolate will affect animals differently. Like white chocolate, which isn't really chocolate, isn't that bad. Milk chocolate is not as bad as dark chocolate.
Absolutely. And Baker's chocolate.
Baker's chocolate's the worst.
It is. And basically that's because of the it's the cocoa content. It's not the sugar content. That's another topic. Xylitol, we'll probably touch on that one too. But so you can see a Labrador eat a big bag of milk chocolate, and that dog's probably going to be fine. Or if a Yorkshire Terrier eats a chunk of Baker's chocolate, that dog could be in potential grave danger. So the thing to do with chocolate ingestion, it's just very simple. Don't guess. Don't tell yourself, this is probably okay, that's okay. Make the call. Let us do the call. Let us do the calculation for you. If your pet ingests chocolate, don't just call right away and say, my dog just ate a bunch of Reese's Pieces. Get the wrapper. Figure out the amount. Most of those wrappers have ounces or if you have one of those gift boxes of chocolate, whatever you have, do your best to get the type of chocolate involved and the amount ingested before you call. If you give us the type of chocolate that was involved and the amount ingested and the weight of your pet, we're going to tell you exactly what you need to do. And it's worth it almost every time. The ASPCA can do this. The Poison Control Center can do the ASPCA can do this very rapidly for you. Most of us can do it. We may have to get online to find our Monty Python dog, emergency clinics, anything.
Well, you mentioned it. Let's talk about it. Xylitol, what is it?
It's a sugar replacement that causes dog sugar to drop. It's very deadly. There's two places I feel that can be very dangerous for dog ingestion. One is gums. A lot of gums have xylitol in them. Just if you own pets, don't chew xylitol sugar-free gum. Just keep it out of your house. It's like rat poison. Just keep it out of your house if you have dogs. Now, the other place that has really become dangerous is certain natural peanut butters have xylitol in them. Peanut butter, one of the favorite things to give dogs to take pills and treats and everything. Do not, if you're getting to these health peanut butters or these new nutritionally fancy peanut butters, make sure they don't have xylitol. It's been a problem, and it's been enough of a problem that the poison control people have been going after these companies and asking them to throw big labels, warning labels.
Uh-huh.
I think one company actually took out the xylitol and started using it without xylitol.
Stay away from the xylitol. But what about dairy products?
Dairy products are more of an amount issue. They're not deadly. They're not poisonous. It's just that our adult cats and dogs can't digest dairy products. Milk is probably the biggest one we see used. And it's not digesting. It's just causing more moisture to form in the stool, and it can lead to diarrhea. Cats, same thing. They can't digest milk once they're adults. So people like to put some saucer milk out. If you really need to do that, just dilute it. Cheese products are usually well tolerated by dogs, and yogurts. They tend to be pretty well accepted by animals in small amounts. Like if you need to get a pill or something on board, you got to use a little bit of cheese or a little bit of yogurt. That's acceptable. Just avoid them in big quantities.
What about yeast dough?
Problem with yeast dough is it's dogs love it. And then they start baking bread in their stomachs.
And that's so it expands.
Yeah.
And it's
expands.
Deadly.
And, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be deadly. It can ferment in there. You can get an alcohol toxicity out of it. The biggest thing is just the bloating. And as this yeast bloats, it is sponging fluid from the body. All this, it's just sponging fluid through the body while the gas, the stomach. It's actively dehydrating the animal while it's generating mass, which can lead to bloat, which is very uncomfortable for the animal, sometimes a medical condition. But if that bloat gets to rolling and you get the stomach to flip on itself, then you have one of our worst surgical emergencies, which is a gastric dilatation volvulus, GDV. And this can contribute to a GDV, which is a real nightmare. So basically, that's the same thing. Don't have it sitting around. If your dough is ready to go, cook it and get it into a much more benign product.
Matt, if I'm sitting around and I'm snacking on nuts and the dog is looking at me with those big soulful eyes, is it a bad idea to toss a nut to a dog?
Generally, nuts aren't a good dog treat. Macadamia nuts can cause a real significant toxicity in dogs. And walnuts might cause a problem too. Macadamia nuts go on the do not have around your pet list. The macadamia nuts can cause a significant toxicity in dogs. Grapes and raisins, which we'll touch upon in a second. You know, regular peanuts and everything, it's just that generally they're high fat. They're not necessarily a real healthy thing. Mm. Not talking peanut butter in small amounts without xylitol for treats. Talking about just the nut mixes, probably avoid them. Definitely be very, very cautious with macadamia nuts and walnuts.
So you just said grapes and raisins are no good. What's wrong with grapes and raisins?
We still don't know. And my St. Bernard ate a ton of grapes and never got kidney failure. So it is a hit or miss toxicity. We don't understand. The bottom line is if a dog ingests even a small quantity of grapes, it's probably a good idea to take preventative measures to head off kidney failure. Nothing may happen. Kidney failure may happen. We don't understand the toxic principle yet. We do know that they can be deadly, though, and it does not take a whole bunch of grapes. This isn't one of those things where if you see your dog eat some grapes and you say to yourself, well, that wasn't very many grapes, that's not the medical choice you want to make. Mm. You want to contact a veterinarian and discuss the situation. Dogs eat grapes, throw them on IV fluids, massive hydration of the kidneys while the grapes process, and we can head off kidney problems.
Matt, how about people foods that are okay? Is it okay if I give my pets chicken, beef, fish?
Yes, absolutely. Benign. Avoid fat. That's the big thing. Avoid chicken skin, turkey skin, bones. Lean. These animals can tolerate, in most cases, lean sources of meat. Sandwich meats that are really lean. The turkey meats, this budding turkey, budding ham. Hamburger where you've just pressed all the grease out of it. Chicken, but not the skin. Avoid sausages and hot dogs if you can. I know dogs love hot dogs. We've seen dogs, they've been exposed to hot dogs. No problem. And all of a sudden they get pancreatitis. Pancreatitis is a bell curve disease where you can have some dogs you don't even know have pancreatitis and they're fine. Others will die in 24 to 48 hours.
Oh my goodness.
If it really blows up on you. The best way to give an animal pancreatitis is to let them have access to foods that have especially a higher fat component. It's not worth it. So just use your head on snacks. Pizza, you know, pizza crust without the sauce and without the cheese, yeah, that's probably okay in small amounts. Pizza, horrible. Every pizza is pancreatitis flavored to a dog. So just avoid it if you can. And also just onions, garlic, and chives. There's a lot of holistic, use garlic, keep vampires away, fleas away, whatever. Well, don't. Just avoid onions and garlic. In cats, it can be deadly. And in dogs, I mean, onions can be very dangerous in both animals. So that's a common food that's around that can be cooked into something, and you give it as a snack and didn't realize there's onion on it. Pizza, for example. That's another really top priority food to avoid with your pets. Onions, garlic, and chives.
That's veterinarian Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. He also recommends you refrain from sharing avocado, coconut, plus chips, pretzels, and other salty snacks. Rather than treating your pets to the wrong people foods, why not treat yourself to a brand new furry friend, like Bruno, the Animal House Pet of the Week. Bruno is a 2-year-old silver and white pit bull mix. This people pleaser has impeccable leash manners. He's also playful and loves to romp with a ball, a frisbee, or a Ferrari. A squeaky toy Ferrari, of course. You can find this sweet boy at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.